after you get through drying it and curing it, you cut off your heat and you have to let your tobacco get in order. By this, you have to open the doors and let moisture come back in. Not a whole lot, or else you're going to wind up having to cook it again. It'll get too wet and your stems will begin to swell up, and so you'll have to dry it again. But you let a little bit get in. It's easier to handle, easier to unstring, to pack up. And once you get it in order, you then unload your barn, put it in a pack house, and then unstring it, put it on sheets, and take it to market. Now, the way we crop tobacco is it's gradually mechanized. It's becoming even more mechanized. When my parents were growing up, they did it all on foot and using mules. The tobacco grows in rows, either two rows or four rows, and then you have a skip, which is about 10 to 15 feet wide. That's basically a space for the tractor and the harvester to go down the middle. And then you have two rows or four rows, depending on if you're using a two-row or a four-row harvester, then another skip, and so on, like that. When my parents were growing up, the cropper, the man who breaks the tobacco leaves off the tobacco stalk, had to walk and bend over. He'd crop it. You just take your either one hand or both hands, just wrap it around the stalk, pull it forward toward you. This snaps the leaves off. And before it became mechanized, you'd have a sled in the middle of between the rows, drawn by a mule, and you'd place the tobacco in that. When they got to the end of the row and the sled was full, the tobacco would be taken to a barn, it would be unloaded there, and a person known as a hander would hand the tobacco, usually three or four leaves, to the stringer. The tobacco is put on sticks that are usually about 3 feet long, about half inch square, usually made of pine. The stringer takes these and, using tobacco twine, tobacco string, which is a special type of cotton string, ties it to the stick. You take your string, tie it at one end, then you take your hands of tobacco, put them next to the stick, take your string, wrap it, pull it tight. Then you're ready. That's on the left-hand side. You do the same on the right-hand side and reverse yourself. And then you just keep on going. One hand from the left on the left-hand side, cross over to a hand on the right-hand side until you get your stick full. It usually takes about 20 or 25 hands of tobacco on each side. Then you tie it off at the end, wrap your string around it, break it, and then the person known as the stick toter would take the stick, take it into the barn, and usually then they put it on the bottom two tier poles between that form the rooms. When they got the bottom two tier poles full all over the bottom, people would climb up into the barn on the tier poles. They're usually about maybe 4 feet apart, 3.5 or 4, so that you can stand with your legs spread between them. Someone would hand it up to one person, say in the middle of the barn. That person would hand the stick of green tobacco on up to the person in the top of the barn, and they'd start hanging from the bottom, coming on down. What they do now is that you've got the tobacco harvester that's usually pulled by a tractor. And you've got